We are very excited to have a group of all-star musicians live in the studio today, celebrating their fifth anniversary together as a group. Billy Harper on tenor, Eddie Henderson trumpet, David Weiss on trumpet, George Cables piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Billy Hart on drums, The Cookers.
We'll be right back.
Trumpeter, founder and chief organizer of the band, David Weiss, how did you come up with, what was your inspiration for this band?
Well, it's actually quite a long journey, too long to explain here. But it started out as somebody else's idea, actually. They wanted to do a Night of the Cookers tribute. They wanted to pay tribute to the Freddie Hubbard, Lee Morgan record called A Night of the Cookers. And this is maybe almost 10 years ago now. And on that particular gig, we did... bring in some of the guys like Pete LaRocca and James Balding that were on the original record, and they were playing great, and I thought, well, we should do this more. So we tried to do a few more gigs like that, just the Night of the Cookers tribute thing, but with a lot of things like that of that nature, they're a lot of fun, but it's not a ton of room for growth when you're playing other people's music. You know, as great as the music is, it's not really yours. You're always sort of, you know, maybe you'd be very creative and free within that, but it's not really yours. So eventually... I was working with a guy named Charles Tolliver, and Billy Harper was in that band. And both of those guys are great writers. And I said, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we bring Charles Tolliver in and Billy Harper in, play their music, and see where that goes? So we started like that. Charles, however, after a few gigs, just signed to Blue Note Records and had a big band record coming out, wanted to focus on that. So we brought Eddie Henderson back in, who had done some of the earlier gigs. And then a lot of other adjustments. And then 5 years ago, actually out here in California, we did our first gig as this band, and it clicked. Everything worked fine. You know, we focused on Billy's tunes, and then we also started working with George Cables and Cecil McBee, going through their vast libraries and finding their great material. and bringing it in for this.
I read a quote that you said. You said, you can't just put a bunch of big names together and expect it to be great. These guys just turned out to be the perfect combination. Is it that simple?
It can be when it works, you know. You know, somebody asked me once, well, what a producer does, and is like, well, hopefully nothing. But when something goes wrong, then you'll see what a producer does, because they'll fix it. So hopefully, ideally, you never have to do anything. You just have to get lucky and pick the right guys.
We'd love to hear another song.
Okay. This is the first tune actually was a tune by Billy Harper entitled Capper Black. And this is a tune by Cecil McBee entitled Peacemaker. Thank you.
Hey guys, sounds great. The Cookers here live in the KPLU studio on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Billy Harper on tenor, Eddie Henderson trumpet, David Weiss on trumpet, George Cables piano, Cecil McBee on bass, Billy Hart on drums. I think so, a lot of time you come across a group of all-star musicians that want to get together. They do a CD, they do a set of shows or a little bit of a run, and then it almost ends up being kind of like a one-time novelty thing. And I suppose any of you guys can chime in on this, but why is it so important to any of you and all of you in this band to stay so committed to this band and for sticking around for 5 years?
They like each other. I mean, that's a big part of it, actually. It's a joke, but it's part of it. I mean, musically, everybody gets along very well, and everybody compliments each other's music very well. But we also like each other. I mean, you know, it makes it easy. I mean, a lot of bands fall apart because people can't stand each other anymore. And for these guys, I don't think 5 years seems very long. You know, I mean, I know it's part of the selling point of this record to prove that, you know, an all-star band can stay together that long, a quote-unquote all-star band could stay together in these days, and you know, this day and age that long. But for some of them, you know, that's how long a tour used to be. I mean, you know, they used to play 6 months at a time every night in clubs in New York, and then the tours were longer. So it might not feel as long to them as it would be. But, I mean, I think that's a big part of it. Everybody believes in what we're doing and, you know, sees a good thing. And we all like, you know, we like it, and we're having a good time.
Can you get one more tune in for us, if you don't mind?
This is one I first heard on a Lee Morgan record, actually. It's a Billy Harper tune called Croquet Ballet that he wrote for Lee Morgan when he was in the band.